The fifth Sunday in Lent, the prayer of the day. Almighty God, your Son came into the world to free us all from sin and death. Breathe upon us the power of your Spirit, that we may be raised to new life in Christ, and serve you in righteousness all our days. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our scripture reading is John, the 11th chapter, beginning with the first verse. Now a certain man was ill, Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. Mary was the one who anointed the Lord with perfume and wiped his feet with her hair. Her brother Lazarus was ill. So the sister sent a message to Jesus, "Lord, he whom you love is ill." But when Jesus heard it, he said, "This illness does not lead to death. Rather, it is for God's glory, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it." And accordingly, though Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus, after having heard that Lazarus was ill, he stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to the disciples, "Let us go to Judea again." The disciples said to him, "Rabbi, the Jews were just now trying to stone you, and are you going there again?" And Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours of daylight? Those who walk during the day do not stumble, because they see the light of this world. But those who walk at night stumble because the light is not in them." After saying this, he told them, "Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I am going there to awaken him." The disciple said to him, "Lord, if he has fallen asleep, he will be all right." Jesus, however, had been speaking about his death, but they thought that he was referring to merely sleep. Then Jesus told them plainly, "Lazarus is dead. For your sake I am glad I was not there, so that you may believe, but let us go to him." Thomas, who was called the twin, said to his fellow disciples, "Let us also go that we may die with him." When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, some 2 miles away, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them about their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him, while Mary stayed at home. Martha said to Jesus, "If you had been here, Lord, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that God will give you whatever you ask of him." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." And Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one coming into the world." When she had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary and told her privately, "The teacher is here and is calling for you." And when she heard it, she got up quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet come to the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. The Jews who were with her in the house, consoling her, saw Mary get up quickly and go out. They followed her because they thought that she was going to the tomb to weep there. When Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. He said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus began to weep. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" Then Jesus, again greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, "Lord, already there is a stench because he has been dead 4 days." And Jesus said to her, "Didn't I tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. Jesus looked upward and said, "Father, I thank you for having heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I have said this for the sake of the crowd standing here, so that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth, and his face wrapped in a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." Many of the Jews, therefore, who had come with Mary and had seen what Jesus had did, believed in him. Lazarus of Bethany, and the story of his sisters, Martha and Mary. The name Bethany means house of the poor. In the days of Jesus, it is believed it was a place for the needy and for the sick, and for the dying to come and receive hospice care. It was a small community, as written, located 2 miles from Jerusalem. It was on the eastern slope of the Mount of Olives. The gospel story tells of a great event that takes place. But throughout the telling of the story, it is filled with great meaning from the words of Jesus. A message is sent to Jesus. Lazarus is ill, he whom you love. It is important for us to remember that John, in writing his gospel, is to an audience of people from Greek lineage. It was this tradition that had influenced their lives. In their religion, the gods were apathetic, not moved by human circumstances, not moved by human events. But John describes Jesus. The presence of God as one who is filled with love for a friend, contrary to any understanding of the deities who are apathetic and did not care. With no real explanation, Jesus did not travel immediately. It was a time for preparation. For we know that this journey will take him to Jerusalem. And after hearing the news of this event, the raising of Lazarus, the leaders of Jerusalem planned to put Jesus to death. But then Jesus says to his disciples, "Let us go to Judea." And he is warned not to go. And Jesus says to them, "Those who walk during the day do not stumble. They see the light of the world." And these words are a calling to follow Jesus, who brings light into a troubled and darkened world. It is this light that Thomas follows as he makes his pledge, "Let us also go. Let us go with him, so that we may die with him." But as they are traveling, the news comes to them that Lazarus is dead. But Jesus insists that they go to him. And he says, "So that you may believe." As they come near, they learned from Martha that Lazarus had been in the tomb for 4 days. It's not written in our scriptures, but it's in other traditions where Martha says to Jesus, "It has been 4 days since he was buried. He should be dead by now." Well, of course, I made that up, but I know what it's like to have two sisters. But there's a significance to the number of days that are mentioned. First of all, the emphasis is placed that Lazarus is indeed dead. It was also believed that for 3 days, the spirit remained in the vicinity of the one who had died, but after 4 days would no longer be present. And Jesus assures her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha recognized this as a future event, as the tradition taught. They were to look for a new earth, a new heaven, for a new creation, and when one would be resurrected. But the importance of the story that we read is now Jesus says that the future is brought into the present. I am the resurrection and the life. Jesus now brings the new creation to birth. And Martha has a wonderful confession. The witness of a woman. "You are the Messiah." Martha proclaims that Jesus is the one anointed by God. And then later, as they gather at the tomb, Jesus sees how Mary and the others are weeping. And we have another account of the loving Jesus. A Jesus who is deeply moved. And we are told that Jesus began to weep. At the very beginning of John's Gospel, we are told that the Word became flesh. The Eternal enters the world. And now we see how God cries for a crying world, sharing the grief and pain of others to the point of tears, an emotion, a sadness, a grief that reaches the heart. This is indeed a God who cares. There's a story of a man whose dog is not well, and so he takes him to the vet. The vet is with the dog in the exam room for quite a long time. During this period, the man becomes very anxious. And finally, the vet carries the dog out in his arms. And he says, "First, I have to put him down." The man is shocked by this, and he's filled with questions that he begins to ask the vet. The vet finally says, "No, no, no. But the dog is heavy. I have to put him down." This is a God who will never let us down. Jesus shares that this is a God where no burden is too heavy. The good news is a message of assurance and a promise of not just things to be, but of things that are. The story concludes as the crowd goes to the tomb. Jesus praises God for all that is done for the sake of the people. "Believe that you sent me," Jesus says. For it is a message of hope from a God of love. The most important part of the story is not the raising of Lazarus. Lazarus is the beneficiary of new life. But in the story, Jesus brings new life to this creation. A new life here and now. It's not a future event, but we are born anew. This day, we live in a present relationship with the Creator of all things. We live in a relationship with the Giver of life, the one who cares, who brings light into the darkness, and a renewal of life.